Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Are we on the air?
Whoa. What was that magic button?
Trippy.
He's got magic fingers.
How does Jason know the magic button?
I should probably know that button because I've never seen that button before.
Is it the on button?
No.
Wow, Danny.
Did you turn it off and on again?
I did not do anything with that button.
Wow. I thought you were a professional, Danny. Now we're finally on the air.
No,
It took Jason.
You're fired.
Yeah, really. I mean,
all right, just making sure that sound effect worked.
Yeah. Jason just came in and just hit
like
the
a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was all serious.
Wow.
Danny, how do you feel? If I were you right now, I think I'd feel like a failure.
Yeah, I do feel like a failure.
You might need a male enhancement pill to improve yourself.
That is true.
Someone on Facebook asked, didn't you pay your bill?
Yeah, probably not.
No, we didn't.
We didn't pay our radio bill.
Someone just texted, that was the best 2 minutes of radio I've ever heard on your show.
Wow.
I would agree.
Yeah, we should actually play that to the next convention.
Yes.
Here's our best bit.
We should re-air that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, we definitely should.
Well, with Danny working the board, we probably will, inadvertently.
Yeah. Good job, Danny.
You're welcome.
It's not even
Happy
a Monday.
Thursday.
Yeah, right.
What gets me is the one button. The guy comes in and goes, boop, and then we're on.
Like nothing.
There's 4 million buttons over there, but this guy knew the one button.
And he came in with such passion.
Oh, he
didn't even look at us. Just says, boop, and then walks right back out like amateurs.
I feel bad for your girlfriend that you can't find the button.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
seriously.
It's true.
Someone said, did he hit Control-Alt-Delete?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
He's got to hit it. Right. You got to turn it on and off.
That was really an IT crowd situation where he just came in and turned it on again. I mean, that's exactly what Jason did.
So, I thought my radio was broke. Thank God it was just Danny. Fire him. LOL. Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
JK.
I've been fired like 3 times. It's good.
Yeah.
This morning.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this morning. Yeah, exactly.
You're fired.
Oh, that's right, buddy.
Man.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get to go home early. I was excited.
And by the way, Danny, we've got this special message from the president.
I don't like excuses. You're fired.
There you go. That's how it is. Okay. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Danny, another message from the president.
This is a tough one. You're fired.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil also wanted to chime in as well.
You've been drinking today.
Yeah.
How did he know?
Yeah. Oh, another message from the president.
You've been lazy. You've been nothing but trouble. You're fired.
There you go. How about that?
Dr. Phil also wanted to say something to Danny.
Are you a prostitute?
Oh, that could be what it is.
Yeah.
See, you're such a whore.
Yeah.
It's really
gone
downhill.
Which buttons to hit.
Hard to believe. Another message from the president.
You are a disaster.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Drinking, disaster, prostitute.
Somebody didn't tell you when you need to shut up.
See, it's Dr. Phil getting to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, Dr. Phil and the president together, I think that should be the new ticket.
Oh, goodness.
You know what? Really? I mean, really? Trump, Dr. Phil? I am there for that.
I don't know. Meatloaf wanted to say something, too.
Oh. You understand me?
Yeah.
You do not want to with me.
Danny, why are you pissing off all these people? I mean,
your whole personality is, like, out of control.
Yeah, it really is.
You look in my eyes. I am the last person in the world you ever
somebody says I'd rather hear dead air than hear BJ play those drops.
Oh wow
damn,
right. Someone's really that upset.
Yeah,
well, what about this message?
She's crude, she's tough.
Wow.
She's arrogant. What? She's pushy. She's disgusting. In certain ways she's a degenerate.
Yeah, in certain ways.
Yeah, in all the ways.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf, he has some nice words to say for you.
Just do it.
Oh, yeah. Turn on the board next time.
Yeah,
I get it. All
hit
right.
The button.
The button.
For some reason, the president now thinks you're like a comedian.
Rosie, you're fired.
Okay,
well, calling you Rosie now. That's just strange.
That's Danny's nickname, Rosie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a whole lot of Rosie. Well, good morning and welcome to this fine program. Yeah. I mean, how many?
The best part is just to let people peek behind the curtain. We had no idea if we were on or off the air.
We didn't
know. While it was dead air. Like, our mics were on, but we couldn't hear anything. So we're all talking to each other. Still being very careful not to curse.
Yeah, we were really careful. Because we have a couple of other studios where, you know, where Joey D's and Sarah and Rev are. They could hear us.
Yeah, and they're all saying we're on the air.
Right? Yeah. But they don't. So you guys, what we know now is that Joey D's, Sarah, Rev, you don't know if we're on the air either anymore.
No, you not really at all, have no apparently. Idea. Yeah.
There's really nobody in this room. The only one person, Jason, thank goodness he comes in early. If he wasn't here.
No kidding.
He doesn't have to come in as early as he does, but
now he does.
Yeah, thank God he did.
Yeah. Clearly we can't trust Danny.
Not at all. Good job, Danny. It's been a better day.
Good for you.
I'm going to walk around. You know what? I don't even pay attention, but I am going to have Danny show me where that button is so that I can walk around with the same veracity next time and press it.
No, you press it. The whole thing just goes.
That's true.
Steve. Yeah. When I press Steve, that's what happens.
Oof. Oh, dude, at this moment. Yeah. Don't pull my finger.
Don't laugh.
Wow.
Because we know
nerves,
that
man. Nerves kind of got going.
All right.
It's because of Danny now I got to poop. Yeah. Thanks, Danny.
You get the anxiety poops.
Yeah. I did.
Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
I mean, Rosie.
Yeah, I'm going to send you pictures, Danny.
Wow.
This is what you
this
did,
is your
Danny.
Fault.
I you can't wait.
Created this.
I'm sending him to the group message.
I agree with the texter that just said Jason is the man.
Jason is the man. You know what? He's the behind-the-scenes phone number.
Yeah.
Also, hey, wait a minute.
Oh, wow. He's texting him.
Well, he's, you know what? Jason has a right to say he's the man. I have a question. Why was a guy trying to fix his flat tire with Band-Aids?
Danny.
Yeah, it's probably Danny. Yeah. If we're on the air, Steve will tell you with the Mix Report at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia Puyallup for giving us the Migs Report, and happy National Burger Day.
Yes! Oh, yeah, buddy.
Time to go out and get yourself a hamburger.
Yeah.
Where you going, BJ?
Well, there's a new place on Mercer Island called the Old 76.
The Old 76.
It used to be a gas station.
I was going
to
say where they serve gas and burgers.
Yeah, and the guys at Homegrown, I don't know if you've seen those restaurants. Yeah, so they've opened it up on Mercer Island, and I've heard the burgers are, well, they're Mercer Island prices, but I hear they're good.
So they call the place the Old 76?
Yeah.
Are they able to get clearance from 76, the gas station?
You know what? I haven't really interviewed him about this, but when I go in and get a burger, Steve, I will ask that a very important question.
That's like combining two of my, well, it's weird to say my favorite gas station is the 76 station, but that's where I go.
Oh, see?
So now you're combining my favorite gas station with burgers? I'm in.
The problem is they don't serve gas there anymore.
That's fair.
That's the problem.
Fine.
You might get gas for going to, you know, having too much food, but that's all you gotta get.
Rev, where are you going to get a burger?
Spanky Burger! Yeah. Getting that peanut butter burger.
Ooh. Healthy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on.
Danny?
Coastline Burgers in West Seattle.
All right. Vicky?
See, I just want Five Guys.
Well, you
wow.
Know,
yeah,
how about burgers? What kind of burger do you want?
Cha-cha-cha. Hey!
So wacky.
Yeah.
Man, I guess I'm just keeping it super simple. I'm going to Burger King, getting myself a Whopper.
I had two yesterday.
You had two Whoppers yesterday?
Hell yeah, it's two for $6. the deal. Have you guys tried the new Beyond Meat one? Or the
it's the Impossible Burger.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
Oh, it's good?
It's really good.
I haven't tried the Impossible Whopper yet.
Yeah, the Impossible Whopper, I've tried it.
Okay, I gotta try it. Because I mean, I've seen the commercials. People go, they can't believe how much it tastes like a Whopper.
It's there's just a very slight difference in taste. And I only noticed because I've eaten plenty of Whoppers. I mean, it's almost like a weekly endeavor for Ricky Henderson, my friend. He tells me all about these Whoppers. But yeah, I've tried it, and it's really good.
See, I wouldn't even know, so I probably wouldn't notice the difference. I can't tell you the last time I had a Whopper.
You'd have a tough time telling a difference. It's delicious. And if you're someone that... The thing is, though, if you're vegan, I think there's still mayo on a Whopper.
Oh, right.
So there's ketchup, and I believe there's some mayo. So you'd have to tell them to hold the mayo. Yeah. And then if you're extreme vegan, some of them are like, oh, I can't eat it. Still, they're cooking meat on that same place that they're cooking the Impossible.
Oh,
it's like, okay.
That's it, yeah.
You know what? Maybe Burger King's not the place for you.
That could probably be the case. Yeah.
Anyways, it's pretty cool. Enjoy yourself a burger today. This guy could be a real idiot because, well, he got busted for drugs while he was trying to fix a flat tire.
Drugs.
Here's the issue. I guess someone in California called the cops because they noticed there was a suspicious guy trying to fix a flat tire on the side of the road over between somewhere between San Diego and Los Angeles.
Okay.
It's like, okay, what's so suspicious about that? Well, they show up and they notice he's trying to fix two flat tires on his SUV by patching them with Band-Aids.
Oh, I was thinking this was a bicycle. The SUV tires with Band-Aids.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently, he had a first aid kit spilled out on the ground, and he was trying to plug a large hole in the side of one tire by filling it with gauze and then covering it with Band-Aids because, you know, that would work.
Yeah, that totally.
So the cop's like, what the hell's going on there? Turns out he was on drugs, so they arrested him. And they even posted some of the pictures of his patch job on their Facebook page, which is pretty funny.
Wow.
Then you got another idiot in the news. This guy could be the dumbass of the day. You know, some people like to dress up as a police officer, impersonate a police officer, and try and pull some people over.
Yeah.
Guy in New York tried to do that. He was trying to pose as a police officer. He had an air horn and emergency lights that were flashing. He pulled over this van. The van pulled over, but it was full of detectives from the Nassau County Police Department.
Whoops. I love that. Boy, that's irony right there.
Did you hear about this story? Speaking of New York, it happened in my old stomping grounds where I went to college in Plattsburgh, New York. A woman was fishing over on Lake Champlain.
Okay.
Pulled out a fish, a trout, and it had two heads.
Oh, whoa.
Look at this thing.
Oh, not a two-headed trout. That's weird.
It's like two mouths, but still kind of freaky.
Oh, man, dude. That's how it starts.
Well, The Simpsons did it first.
Yeah.
Remember.
And don't forget, that's how Godzilla starts, dude. The radiation in the water, man.
Wow.
The gamma rays. That's how it starts.
Godzilla impression.
It's pretty close.
Some people believe that the reason was that maybe the fish was cut by a hook, and that's why it looks like it has two mouths. But the woman who caught it put it back in the water. She's probably like, F this.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping this fish.
Not keeping that freak show.
Took a picture of it, of course. And some think that it might be the child of Champy, Lake Champlain's monster that lives in the waters.
Oh, I didn't know Champy had, there was a Champy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's like a poor man's Loch Ness monster.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Oh,
man. Speaking of dragons, kind of.
Yeah.
Nice segue there.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. Okay.
Well, you said something like Godzilla.
I said Godzilla. Yeah, Godzilla's not a dragon, but okay.
He's close to a dragon. He's fire.
He's dragon. Yeah.
Speaking of the X.
All right, if you're going to call Godzilla something, what would you call him?
I don't know what I would call him.
Kaiju!
Yeah, oh, that's
a lizard.
Right. Yeah.
A fire-breathing lizard, which is...
But dragons fly.
That's true.
Yeah, see, he doesn't fly.
Well, he got his wings clipped.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Speaking of my ex, MAF...
Yeah, XFL. They made the big announcement yesterday. I don't know if you caught it. Yesterday around 9:30 in the morning, did its big press conference, announced all the names of the teams. Eight teams in the XFL starting up in February of 2020, right after the Super Bowl. The next week, the season starts. You got the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the Los Angeles Wildcats, the New York Guardians, the St. Louis Battlehawks, the Tampa Bay Vipers, the Washington Defenders, and the Seattle Dragons.
So there's only going to be four games a week. When you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's eight teams.
Yeah.
So you could watch all of them in one day, or if they decide to do Saturday-Sunday action.
I think they might be doing Saturday-Sundays.
Oh, that is cool. You get two games of football. That's manageable.
The draft is scheduled for October, mini camp in December, training camp in January, season starts in February. And I love, though, that they did all these cool video packages And it's, of course, when you got a guy like Vince McMahon from the WWE involved, he loves the over-the-top video packages. So you knew that these packages would be pretty epic. And the one for Seattle is great because there's dragons flying in the air by the Space Needle. And it sounds like this.
Rising from the turbulent sea, beneath the darkening skies of their weather-hardened home. Relentless. Ruthless. Ravenous. Not of mythology, but of muscle and might. Not of folklore, but of football. This is your darkest fantasy.
You know it.
In cleats.
Yeah.
The wow. Seattle Dragons. Breathing fire. February 2020.
Okay. I mean, you could replace some of that for like something.
Yeah, you could.
It's your darkest fantasy.
Exactly. In cleats. I want to put that in your box so yes. We can describe anybody that comes in as our guest. Here's your darkest fantasy in cleats.
Breathing fire in 2020.
I have a nomination for our first player.
Who is that?
Oh, I have John Ryan back.
Bring back John Ryan?
Yeah.
You think he would leave the CFL to come to the XFL?
If they pay him enough dough,
that's
sure. Why not?
Oh, that'd be great because he's a ginger.
Yes. And he looks like his hair's been breathed by fire.
Right, he's our fire-breathing punter.
Yeah.
Ooh. In. He could be our quarterback for all I care.
Me too.
He did
throw a touchdown pass.
He did. It was very smooth.
Yeah.
You know, it's not smooth. It was the Mariners yesterday. They lost 7-6 to the Tampa Bay Rays. They're off today. They're back at home tomorrow taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. So it'll be basically a Toronto Blue Jays home game because everybody from Canada shows up. Yeah. To support the Blue Jays. As far as weather, 73 degrees and sun. And thank you, Snoqualmie Casino, for giving us the mix report. And that's what's up.
That's what's up, brother.
Go Dragons.
Okay. Very, very exciting. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see who we get drafted if in the XFL we see names that we know.
What was it? Landry Jones?
Yeah.
The quarterback guy? He's already a guy that's already locked in the XFL that will be probably drafted.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So we don't know coaches or anything yet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We have Jim Zorn.
Oh.
Former Seahawk great. He's our coach and general manager, I believe.
Wow. That's cool.
I know he's the coach for sure. I believe he's coach and GM.
I was wondering if we should get a female coach so we could have a mother of dragons.
Oh. Nice. Is that some kind of Game of Thrones thing?
Yes, it's a Game of Thrones thing, Steve.
Yes, okay. It is. It is cool. I mean, we're such a geeky city. Who else would you call dragons? You know, everybody else has got...
No, some people are pissed. Like, this is what the Dragons have to do with Seattle.
I understand that, but I'm stoked about it because the Dragons are a dragon's an awesome, fearsome beast that we all just saw wreck house in the last two seasons of Game of Thrones, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, like, Landry Jones, who's from the Steelers, 30-year-old guy, he's locked in with the XFL as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Doesn't say what team, of course, because I haven't done the draft yet.
Yeah, a lot of backups that I'm sure that, you know, people will know over the years have got to be, you know, getting shots at quarterback. And who knows, man? I'm excited. I actually am excited. I mean, four games, very manageable.
Yeah, it's eight teams.
Yeah. Four games at a weekend, that's very manageable.
CenturyLink Field, the Dragon's Den.
The Dragon's
Ooh.
Den.
Ooh, I like that one, too. That's what one texter suggested. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Dragon's Den. We thought Dungeon. Either way works.
Instead of the Hawk's Nest, it could be the Dragon's Horde.
That would be Horde.
With a D.
You know, yeah. It gets kind of freaky in Pioneer Square, but I don't know if we want that kind of clientele.
Our darkest fantasies.
Yeah.
In cleats.
Telling you right now, that's a great line.
So awesome.
I like that lady, too. We need to get her. Do you think it'll be okay if we keep playing that?
Well, I'm sure they'll be fine.
The darkest fantasy in cleats.
That's a great line.
Yeah. I mean, really, you should have her read your stuff when you go on and fight for 3-2-1 battle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously.
He's your darkest fantasy in a singlet.
Yes.
Your verified darkest fantasy.
Nice. Well, I just want to let everybody know, if you were panicking about what was possibly an Instagram situation yesterday, they are not going to use your photos against you.
Oh, thank you for... Can people stop posting this on...
Oh, yeah.
I used to think it was just the old people. Like, my dad would put... He's the king of these on Facebook. He does all those. This certifies that you cannot, you know, according to Section 3.6 of 6.9, I'm not going to allow my pictures to be used for this. And it's like...
No.
So I'm like, okay, I get the old people not really being in tune with what's going on. But I'm seeing people younger than me that are sharing this. And I'm just like, man, you just failed the IQ test.
Exactly.
You truly have failed the IQ test.
Yeah.
Bro, there was so many people, like stars, Billy Joe Armstrong, like every punk like icon that I have was sharing that thing. And I was like, Yeah, are you kidding me right now?
Rob Lowe, Judd Apatow, Deborah Messing, Governor Rick Perry. I mean, there were a lot of people, like you said, Danny, a lot of famous people also just falling for this. And it's like, come on, maybe you like, I look at, like you said, like, you know, Billy Joe Armstrong. Do you not have a social media person that you could go to and go, hey, what's up?
Right.
Before you tweet out like an idiot.
Quick question before I share this.
Yeah. Before you just gram like a moron, what are you doing?
I saw somebody, I thought it was hilarious. They posted some kind of meme, which it's funny to make a meme making fun of a meme. But it shows, you know how like they always show those things like, you know, it doesn't matter what race you are, ethnicity. At the end of the day, we all have the same skulls, you know, the same bodies. Underneath everything, we are all the same. So it just shows like, you know, different this, that, and the other thing, all the same skulls. And then people who shared this thing on Instagram, and it just shows like a massive crack in the head.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
People get so worked up.
Ignorance knows no gender, color. It knows no orientation. Ignorance is ignorance.
Well, for the amount of effort you took into screenshotting that, cropping it, putting on your Instagram, you could have just done a quick internet search and got the answer. And not look like an idiot.
Wait, I have to go Google something myself? No, it's a lot easier just to post that stuff and go crazy.
Dude, it's funny. My dad texted my wife, and it's similar to this kind of like, you know, panic with the internet type stuff. And he's like, I love the picture where you announced the baby. Mom wants to print it, blah, 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 blah. And I'd grab it from Facebook, but I refuse to save any pictures from Facebook in fear of them. Like some kind of like,
oh,
he had this
on.
Whole conspiracy theory why he's not going to take the picture off of Facebook.
Oh, I'm tired of it.
So you need to know my wife had to email him that picture.
Oh, I got a friend that we both know that's buying into this conspiracy thing. And I just want to say to my friend, you are like me. You're a boring person. They don't care about you. Unless you are somehow an operative for some intelligence agency that's not American, they don't care. They and if they want your information, it's so they can send you images of things to buy. That's all they want it for.
And sharing this meme on your Instagram is not going to stop somebody if they were going to do something. It's so ridiculous. But even my wife's like, what do I do? I'm like, it's easier just to email him the picture as opposed to explain to him that this is not exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not worth the argument.
Here you go. Here's the picture.
Somebody's confused on text. They're like, I don't even know what's going on with
this. So Adam Mosseri, who's the chief of Instagram, wrote in a post on his verified Instagram story saying, if you're seeing a meme claiming that Instagram is changing its rules tomorrow, it's not true. The meme, which appeared as a block of text, went viral, claiming that, Instagram is going to be planning to roll out new changes to their privacy policy to let old messages and private photos be used in court cases against its users. And it said, quote, everything you've ever posted becomes public from today. The post states even messages that have been deleted will be your dark fantasy in cleats.
Oh, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's and Adam Mosseri, who's the chief of Instagram, says, yeah, no. It's a similar hoax that was, there was one that was on Facebook that claims the photos and other content will become property of the company unless the users repost the message. And that was dumb, too. And you're right, Steve. As soon as I see any of my friends send this thing out, send this to everybody you know. And it's like, no.
Not no, you.
Not you.
I had such high expectations of you.
Why don't you email me? You know I know this stuff. Like, and I tell everybody in my family and my friends, look, if you have a question, you know I'm the geek of the family. Just ask me, and I'll get you an answer. Don't just post like an idiot. But no, they got to post like an idiot. So that's the story.
Hey, yeah, if you're on Instagram, you probably have seen that picture. Someone in your friends and someone in your circle has probably posted. And if not, then you just seem to surround yourself with really intelligent people.
They're going to take me to court because one time I was inside a gigantic hot tub filled with Lucky Charms. That picture? Okay, now you're in trouble, brother. Okay, fine. Take me to court. People. Yesterday, Steve, he had a massive brain fart on this question.
What is the name of the scandal that forced President Nixon to resign?
Tricky Dick. Brain farting.
No.
Ah, yeah, do it.
Meltdown.
Clearwater.
No.
White House.
No.
What the F?
Wow. Clearwater was close.
It was.
Whitewater?
No.
Waterhouse. No, Steve. We gave you a lot of clues.
Watergate.
Eventually you got it. Hey, you remembered. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, today it's fine. Yeah. If Reb asked it today, I'd get it right.
Good job, buddy. All right, well, luckily, there could be a new brain fart today. You want a shot at beating Steve? 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647.
on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.